you're on. In 3, 2, 1.
A TN.
God damn it.
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet. The Final Frontier.
Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Tonight, football stuff. Backstreet Boys reunion tickets are wreaking havoc on the NFL. PS4 Spider-Man, Miles Morales, carries over onto his very own title. Zach has rant. And a spoiler for review of Christopher Nolan's Tenet. Regal theaters are closed, causing more Hollywood delays. All this and more, right here on your favorite podcast, Boldly Going Nowhere. I don't want to be misdimensioned, only to be ignored.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, very few stutters. You know, I think you got through it all in one go.
I think I did.
One smooth motion. That was good. It was good.
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
All right, it's better.
Okay.
I clicked it again.
I heard it on the feedback.
That's gonna be on the podcast. Sorry, Colin. Don't edit
that
it.
That is amazing.
Just on the feedback,
the following. I'm like, oh, he hit the button.
No, I had it on. I'm trying new things, and I tried the VLC this time, but now I know
gotta watch out.
That's a playlist.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? It's not an episode of BGN if there isn't at least one fuck up. So
yes,
exactly.
So I wouldn't worry about it too much. Speaking of, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Ears, podcast listening.
And I don't know about you guys. How's everybody's week been?
Pretty.
Seen some ups and downs.
It's pretty good. It's okay. It's yeah.
you seem good.
Yeah, I mean, it's as good as it's gonna get.
That's what he said.
It's as good as it's gonna get. Yes. How about that?
Yeah. I got my Hasbro convention exclusive, so I'm happy, and Brian will be very happy when he gets his.
Ooh. Nice. How'd yours turn out?
Oh, they are in perfect condition. This is my Cad Bane from the Clone Wars.
Ooh, nice.
That's a good one. And then my Cobra Commander.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a nice one. So,
and is that new Cobra Commander? Is that like eggshell Cobra Commander from the movie?
So what they did here was they kind of modernized the classic designs. So if I do that, I can show you like sort of like the amazing designs they did on this box. And then,
nice. Oh wow,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Nice.
And then I have Brian's Lord Draken, but I literally, aside from checking to make sure that it was in pristine condition, I have not touched it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So I'd like to, if I may, I'd like to start out with a story I had from earlier in the week, or actually last week, I should say, but we didn't get to talk. This happened post-episode last week. So I was in Herndon because Brian was dog-sitting for me. And I basically was like, okay, if you dog sit for me while I go do this thing for work, I'll bring you Zaxby's back. Because you know, I found out that there was one closer than Winchester, so I was like, okay,
I'll watch a rattlesnake for Zaxby's.
Yeah,
right. So I went down there, but then I also found out as I was getting ready to leave that they also have a Mellow Mushroom in Herndon.
Ooh,
which I was like,
you like that?
They have the best dough out of any pizza place, hands down.
Right. So I was like, okay, I'll go to Mellow Mushroom for myself because I had Zaxby's not too long ago. So I was like, I'll go get Mellow Mushroom and then I'll pick Brian's up on the way back.
Right.
So I pick up my pizza and I get Brian Zaxby's and I'm on my way home and I'm just driving along, eating a slice, And then as I pull in front of my apartment, I look down at the box and there's about one piece left. And at the bottom of my box, there's the piece of cellophane paper that they put at the bottom and shit. And then it looked like there was another piece of cellophane underneath it. I was like, that's weird. It looked like a little bunched up. So I looked underneath it and I was like, oh, that's a food safety glove that someone forgot.
Oh,
I was like, wow, I've already eaten 3/4 of this pizza and that's just been marinating here this whole time.
Gee.
So I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go get tested for COVID. Luckily, I'm negative, so.
Yay.
Right. No, yeah, I called a restaurant. And I was like, what? The guy
what the fuck?
Yeah, right? The guy literally spent 25 minutes apologizing to me. And he's like, we'll refund your money. I'm like, all right, cool. Thanks.
I mean, that's standard operating procedure as a manager. You just kiss ass and give back money.
I mean, I wasn't being shitty about it. I was just like,
yeah.
Anyway, football, huh?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, why not, well, Zach? Why are you so shy about football?
The Texans are 0-4, and I drafted Saquon Barkley, and he's out for the season with a torn ACL, and I don't want to talk about it.
Well, Ravens are 3-1. I like to talk about football.
Oh, yeah, your team's finally good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Bills are 4-0.
I fucking hate this. Can I get off?
He's already ducking
out. But to be fair, Zach, it was funny because I was having a conversation with Brian.
He just flicked us
off. Yeah, I saw it. But hey, Zach, did you hear about what the Broncos did?
What did the Broncos do?
They put up each character from the South Park series in the bleachers.
Okay, I'm coming back now. That's interesting.
No, it was, okay. I actually liked it. It was really good. Like, I know there are some stadiums that are doing
trendy stuff. Yeah.
Right. And then, but there are some audiences, like there are some teams that are doing live audiences. Like, the Bills are playing the Titans this week.
And aren't they doing the tablets for that or?
No, apparently Tennessee's having live spectators. Like,
wait, like people are actually.
Yeah, like, but apparently they're only limiting it to about 6,000 people.
I just don't think that's.
No, it's not. I don't think so either.
Cam Newton just got COVID. I mean,
right? It's just like fucking. Are we really? Really? Now,
we've gotten to a point where all these establishments have gotten comfortable making money to the point where they have no safety plans. So now that they actually need a safety plan, they're all like, oh, no, we need help. Shit. And it's like, you guys are fucking multi-million, billion-dollar companies, and you don't have any fucking backup plans? Like, this is your fault. You all did this to yourselves.
No, right.
No one to blame but yourself.
Yeah, literally.
Right. It was funny. I was actually – when I was talking to Brian about that, we literally got into a conversation. We remarked how funny it was that the year that Buffalo ends up starting to win and is actually a decent team is the year that everything else has gone to shit.
Yes. And shit got serious for my team. We fired our head coach.
Right. I heard about that.
Which, like, I'm fine with, by the way, really? Because he's a fucking
– Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Could be worse.
Bill O'Brien's the reason that we lost in the playoffs last season. I don't care what anybody says. It was 100% his calls, man. We went for it on fourth down more than most college teams would.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't he a college?
He did. He came from Penn State. Now he did a good job at Penn State. To be fair, I just in the recent seasons, I don't think he's done a very good job. Our playoff game. This past season was embarrassing. And I mean, we had a very low probability of success with the Chiefs, but his play calls did not help. And then we just had to play the Super Bowl champions as our season opener. Then we had to play the Ravens as our season opener. So I'm fine there. Like, I get it. But then we lost to the Steelers, and then we lost to the Vikings. And it's the Vikings. We were their first. I'm pretty sure we were the first win for them for the season.
Fair enough.
So, and he cost us DeAndre Hopkins. So I just.
Well, it's funny. I was talking with other people about it. I was like, oh, so the people were like, oh, yeah, your team's winning. I'm like, I'm going to remain cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
But I am going to laugh my ass off if, like, to cap 2020, the Bills actually made it, like, to the Super Bowl.
I'm not against that.
They only.
I'm not against that.
Everyone else.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Like,
the Bills win because everyone else got sick and died.
Aww. Yeah, they won't be able to get an opponent for the Super Bowl, so they'll bring in the Alabama Thundering Herd because they're the only college team playing. Because it's Bama, so obviously those fuckers are
right. Jesus Christ. So. All right, so next up, so I heard, so Miles Morales gets his own Spider-Man title.
It's the premier launch title for the PS5. It's a great looking game. It's an amazing looking game.
So is it launching for PS4 as well?
Yes, yeah, it's both those. Now there's been a development. It has nothing to do with Miles. Technically, but I'm sure that there will be ramifications in that game because of the situation.
I just assumed it was Miles when you said you wanted to talk about PS4 Spider-Man.
Oh, no. So here's the thing. If you buy the super special edition of the Miles game, it comes with a copy of the PS4 Spider-Man game remastered for PS5, which I'm all about. Like, I
it's a great game.
Yeah, no, I want to play that. Like, I want to see it on PS5 on my 4K TV because... PS4 regular isn't designed for that, and it shows on a 4K TV, which is kind of annoying.
Does it sound like a freight train when you try to boot it now?
No, that's just Ghost of Tsushima. It's not a happy camper when I run that game. But here's the problem. What they didn't tell anybody, and I still have yet to find an explanation for this, and I'm not happy, for no reason whatsoever between games, they have switched the motion capture actor, so Peter Parker has a new face.
Right, like, isn't the new one, like, supposedly, like, a closer resemblance to Tom Holland?
That's the internet's take on things, and as usual, the internet doesn't do their research. What actually happened was, I mean, it does bear a resemblance. This kid could be related, like, this face... looks like it could be related to Tom Holland, to be fair. But what they claim is, and this is the 100% what they said, was they wanted to get a motion capture actor that looked more closer to the man that provides the voice of Spider-Man PS4. His name is Yuri Lowenthal. No idea why we didn't just, you know, dot him up and have him do the motion capture.
Right, because, like, wouldn't that be easier, all things considered?
I mean, like, I've played, to be fair, I'm angry fanboying this. Like, I'm sure plenty of people will be like, I'm being irrational. But, you know, I played through the entire PS4 game. I got used to that face. Like, no other video game franchise has changed the face of a character through the progression of the story. It just doesn't happen. Like, it still bears some resemblance to the... So, and I assume that means from here on out, not just in PS5 remaster, but every Spider-Man game henceforth, including Miles, we're getting this character. And it just... The voice no longer matches the face. The face looks like he's 13. So I don't like it. Like, I know that makes me like the annoying fanboy asshole guy, but I don't like the new face. I hope there's an option where I can keep the old face, but I'm sure there isn't.
No, there isn't.
And I'm not going to unreserve the game or anything like that. I still love Spider-Man PS4. I just don't know why Insomniac did this, and I think it's dumb. No disrespect to the new actor. It's not his fault. I just don't like it. Don't like it.
No, I really didn't like it.
You know, I want to like it, and
I don't like it.
I just didn't like it.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So. But yeah. So, are you? I mean, aside from Peter Parker's facelift, are you excited about Spider-Man for PS5?
What, like Miles?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the gameplay footage for that?
Yeah, well, I've seen
it. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Electricity.
That scene where I think it's either the Brooklyn Bridge, I'm not sure which bridge, but that gameplay level where the bridge is falling apart, like that was epic. Like, I'm super excited if I can get a goddamn PS5, which is unlikely this year. So,
well, at least this year.
Yeah. At least I'll have the game ready to go when it gets here.
Yeah, there you go.
I pre-ordered the game. The game's coming next month. I just have nothing to play it on.
So. There you go. Maybe you'll luck out and Bethany would have bought you one already and she'll give it to you for Christmas.
One can hope, but it's unlikely. That shit went up like...
No, I'm fully aware, having lived through all the previous PlayStation launches.
Yeah. This may have been one of the worst.
I still remember PS2 and remember how shit that was.
Yeah. But they were easy to get afterwards.
Yeah, after. Like 6 to 8 months later.
No, it wasn't that bad. My brother got one like 3 months after.
Well.
When it was nowhere compared to this. This is going to be a disaster. Mark my words. It's going to be like May of next year and people still aren't going to have these.
Mark my words.
I'm telling you.
Mark my words.
People will be trying to get these for Christmas next year.
This era, decade.
So
I like your words, Magic Man.
I don't get all these references.
I'm sorry. No, I don't know about Sean. I don't know about you, Zach. Did you ever see Clone High when it was on MTV?
I didn't watch MTV.
I mean, normally I didn't either, but I actually did watch it like a few shows.
I remember Clone MTV High being was used for music.
I watched MTV when they did the Spider-Man cartoon that was really good. That's when I watched MTV.
I think it was on either around or not too long. Like, I don't remember if it stopped like before or after, but it's such a good show. I was like, it's basically cloned teenage versions of like every famous person in history.
Okay.
So I was doing one of JFK's line from that show.
Nice.
Get off of my dinghy. Not you.
Not you.
Yeah, no, but it's good. So, Zach, you saw Tenet.
I did.
How was it?
Let me ask, I want to ask you a question. So, did you see it in theaters or did you buy a video on demand?
I actually saw it in theaters. I went to the new Warehouse Cinema. So my ploy was, I know that they're very fastidious right now with their cleaning and stuff. So I made sure I went to the first available showing in that theater that day. So I knew that my butt was sitting in a clean seat. That was my plan. Cause sure. Like, if there's even a chance that I've shared this seat with another human, I'm not going.
Right.
So, do you want me to talk about the movie first or Warehouse first?
To actually talk about Warehouse first.
Warehouse is great.
Choice, but yeah, definitely.
Warehouse is lovely. I hope they run Regal into the ground at the end of all this.
How would you compare it to an Alamo?
So I don't know how things are going to happen post pandemic. I can't remember if they said this is going to end up being full service or not, but as it is now, you walk in, you've got your little electric ticket thingies, you know, the monitor and all that, the touchscreen. You go into the theater area and you've got like the concession stand, but it also serves all the hot food. And then off to the left, there's a nice little bar where you can get a whole bunch of different beers. They even have a beer pass that like once things normalize, yeah, you get a card, you put funds on the card. Anytime you get a beer from all the, there's a line of taps that go around the bar on the outside. Anytime that you get a beer, you like tap your card to the thing and it charges it. And then you can just add funds and so on. So it's a great membership program.
Nice.
I didn't do it yet just cause I don't know when I'm going back just because of the way things are. It's not very, doesn't make sense right now, but then it has a regular bar that has a bunch of like,
we get a vaccine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, they had a bunch of nice, like mixed drinks that they do themselves. And then all of the theaters look like you're walking into, they almost do like a TARDIS effect thing. So all the doors to the theaters look like warehouse containers, like those shipping containers. But then when you walk in, it expands into the theater, like with the seats and stuff.
Ooh. Nice.
It's very nice, very comfy. We were in the Atmos theater. So that was also really nice. So now I may not even need to go to like Tyson's Corner as much. You know, power recliners with heat. which was really nice.
Wow. Serious? Oh my god.
Yeah, staff was awesome. Drinks were awesome. Didn't get a chance to do the food this time. So yeah, no, it's a great theater, and I'm so glad that Frederick has something like this.
Let me ask you a question. So it's not like they don't refill your stuff while you're in there. You got to go out to the concession stand and do it, right?
As it stands now, it's like a normal concession stand, but I know they said in all their early advertising that it was going to be full service, so maybe that'll change after this. But even so, it's not a big deal to me. And because I didn't order the food, so maybe the food also gets delivered to you at your seat. Like maybe you show them your ticket and they scan it. I don't know.
Maybe
if I do go again, and I might go see. The other thing I was going to mention, they're doing past movies. Like right now, you can see Empire Strikes Back there, which is pretty nice.
What? I heard that.
Yeah, it's running right now. And then starting this Friday, they're marathoning, not like one after the other, but across the next few weeks, two movies a week, they're marathoning Harry Potter.
I'm down for that.
And the other thing I forgot to mention was the price. So Empire Strikes Back, Harry Potter, and all that's $5. You know, that's not surprising because it's an older movie. But would you like to guess what I paid to see Tenet?
$10.
Now, granted, it was a matinee.
Lower.
$8.
$7.50.
Close. $7.
Wow.
$7?
I saw Tenet for $7.
You couldn't get a drink at Regal for $7.
My drink was $10. Okay. My drink cost more than the movie.
It's because they're trying to get people in the theater.
Well, it was a matinee price too, so I don't know how much it costs at night, but I mean, couldn't believe it.
Even Regal matinees are like what, $10, Sean?
Yeah.
12.
No, 12. Yeah, 12. 12. Right. And then you sell a kidney for the non-matinee.
Yeah. Like $20 for a regular. So I saw a brand new movie for $7.
Damn, son.
So like if you're comfortable going to a theater, I recommend trying to be one of the first shows, like I said, so you're not sharing your seat with somebody that was there before you or something like that. But you can't beat that.
$7, no.
Yeah. $7 to see Tenet in Atmos, by the way, which is a $20 ticket anywhere else in this country.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say, like when you said you were in the Atmos, I was like, so Atmos, brand new movie. Yeah, I would have expected like $15, $16.
At the lowest, if not the average. Lowest,
right.
Which is like 20. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So,
$7. And the pre-show stuff's great. They do the previews like a normal theater, but they also do like local advertising for like food bars, stuff like that in Frederick. It's really cool.
Wow.
So it was phenomenal theater. The staff's great. Like I can't recommend it enough. Like
specifically is this like in
really Fredericktown Mall?
It's where Hoyts used to be.
Yeah, they took over the Hoyts area.
Oh, so you go around the corner.
There's a front. They still have the back entrance, but like out front, like near the end of Home Depot out front, you can also go in that way.
Between Home Depot and previous Bonton.
Yep.
Yeah, like if you drive down 40, Sean, you'll see it.
Yeah,
like it's visible from the road.
Yeah,
I haven't been down 40 in like forever.
And it is like, and it's just it's breathing new life into the area, even in the midst of a pandemic. And like, people are going to see the movie, so that's good. Like they're getting customers. Like it's, I just hope that I hope it weathers this because this theater will like COVID or no, this theater would fucking crush Regal.
Yeah. Well, it might not have to.
yeah, fingers crossed.
Well, because that's actually the next thing we're talking about.
Good segue, and then we can go up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because so obviously No Time to Die has been delayed until what, April 2021?
Correct. Along with fucking everything else, Batman's 2022, Jurassic Park's 2022, everything got fucking knocked.
I think, well, Dune hasn't been, Dune's probably going to get bumped, but
It hasn't been announced
yet. I look at like this, all these movies getting delayed is, so like 2022 is going to be the year of too many movies, but it's going to be an awesome year.
Possibly. Depends on quality.
Right. Yeah.
Remember,
it gives them more time.
Yes.
So they'll be more thoughtful.
Because it was funny, all the trailers that I got before Tenet, they all said the same thing at the end now. Nobody's posting dates. All they do is post only in theaters. Like, it's some kind of boastful, don't worry, you'll get to see this in theaters. We're not putting it on digital. And I'm sitting there going, you should put it on digital.
You should really put it on digital.
Yeah, you save the big ones. Like, you know, save Bond. I get that. Save Wonder Woman. I get that. You know, Bond, you could even save Doom. Makes sense. Black Widow, probably put it out. It's not going to be that good anyway. Sorry.
Black Widow's VOD.
Shots fired.
Are they could put it at the premium price of simply $29.99.
Oh my god! You know,
Black Widow and Mulan.
That would have worked if they had done it with Black Widow instead of Mulan, but because they chose Mulan first,
give out some merch with it.
Yeah, which, by the way, there's a rumor that the new Pixar movie, that movie Soul, is also going to get the Disney Plus treatment like Mulan did, which I think is a huge mistake.
They'll probably do the same with Sword and Stone.
Sword and the Stone? What are you talking about?
Aren't they remaking Sword and the Stone?
No, that was my wish list.
Oh, man. That was kind of my wish list, too.
No, I cast it and everything, and everybody was like, wow, this is a good idea. And I was like, well, if you can get me in touch with Disney, I can really help them.
Yeah, but because of the delay, Regal's apparently shutting down all of their US and UK theaters.
Yeah, that company. I can't remember the company that owns Regal, but yes, that was I'm pretty sure, I don't think it was effective immediately, but I'm pretty sure like this week or end of this week they're all shut until next year or something.
Oh my lord.
So apparently, what was it, 7,000 locations.
Yep.
Was it?
Including our local shithole. 7,000
locations. And yeah, I'm sorry, 7,000 movie screens. Sorry. It will shut down all 536 locations as of Thursday.
Oh, so tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for most of those theaters.
I missed out on my last opportunity to overpay for movies.
Oh, I know. And you missed out on seeing a screen covered in rips and tears that's two different colors when they show the movie.
And a speaker system that has way too much treble, and they overgained on the bass.
Oh, yeah. And an IMAX theater that's not a real IMAX theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, DTS certified.
Frederick Regal is trash, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Rockville. When this is over, well, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, at this point,
like it.
No, go to fucking Warehouse.
Apparently Warehouse is the place to be now.
Warehouse was aces, man. Warehouses, the only time I'll go to Alamo out in Virginia, I'll go to Tyson's occasionally because I love AMC, but like, I will go, Warehouse is getting all of the priority for me. Like, that's the theater of my dreams.
Yeah, I mean, like I remember when it was being, like, when they were first talking about what they were going to do, I was like, so basically, it's an off-market Alamo in Frederick.
Yes, but they're keeping the food a little simpler and more affordable.
Sure.
Alamo's a bit pricey.
I mean, it's good food.
It's great
to their
food.
Credit.
It's great food, great quality. It's just
Like right now, Warehouse is keeping it pretty simple. I assume the menu is going to expand once COVID is over. But right now, there's a series of flatbreads, a series of grilled cheeses, and then some finger food.
Yeah.
Like French fries, onion rings, stuff like that. They're about to do deep fried fucking Oreos. Oh. Yeah, I mean, and I forgot to mention, with their row of beer taps, one of the taps is actually their own brew. It's called the Warehouse Brew. So,
oh, nice.
Like at some point, y'all gonna want to get those cards, man. Because being able to enjoy a beer.
They must have partnered up with somebody.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to look at the taps. We were kind of in a rush because like it took us a little while to get the kiosk situation figured out because the touchscreen was a bit misleading, but that was our fault, not theirs.
Right.
Kale and I were both struggling.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out because like I remember when I saw the listing for Empire, I was like, oh, I really want to go see Empire in a theater.
It's worth it. I haven't seen it that way in a very long time. I'm tempted.
Right. I know. Like, it's like, do I really want to risk it?
If you go to the first available show, you're fine. You know, they clean all the seats the night before, so they're nice, crisp, and clean. Like, if you have a day off weekday wise and you want to go, and you're guaranteed, like, Kale and I went to see Tenet on Tuesday at 12:05, and we were the only two in the theater.
I'll do that in November when I took a week off just randomly to kill my PTO time.
Yeah. So no, but I can't recommend the theater enough. Like it's I'm so glad that Frederick, like, we're getting some life back to movies around here, because like Regal is just a soulless abomination.
Well,
and
yeah,
with Holiday gone, it's
Holiday
just,
gone. Yeah.
Yeah. The soul. So, Holiday had soul.
Yeah. But I already think Warehouse has soul. Like it's, good. I mean, obviously Holiday was its own thing, but Warehouse just lives and breathes this area. Like even with their advertising and stuff, like I can't recommend it enough to people. Like I hope that, I mean, I assume it's going to survive. They're already doing great ideas, like bringing back these old classics and only charging $5, like to go see them. Like it's all great stuff. So,
well, yeah, to do a screening, a singular screening of like any movie nowadays, it's like what, $100?
Yeah, I think so.
In most cases, like when we've done those charity things, right. Like we paid like $100, $200. Well, okay, fine. Get a theater full of X amount of people. That basically covers it if you're only charging $5 a head.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're doing it at cost because you're assuming you're going to make profits on whatever, you know,
food concessions. Yeah.
Yeah. And also if you can see Tenet.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah. we've been talking about how great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, holy shit. Okay, so.
Spoiler free review.
Don't worry. You guys can trust me. I've never spoiled fucking anything. So I've got a lot of credit on that. So.
Does Neo die? Okay.
He pets the dog. it's well known that with Nolan, it's a real mixed bag with me. There's some movies I really like, and there's some movies I don't like at all. So, like, you know, I still maintain that Inception's pretty overrated and that Interstellar is pretty boring. But Memento is amazing and Prestige is amazing. And the Dark Knight trilogy, except for that last one, is amazing. So Tenet, man, Tenet is just that's like A+ Nolan material. Like it's
the most Nolan-ly movie to ever Nolan.
I wouldn't go that far. I would say that it is quite a concept. I don't know what people have heard about what it is about, so I don't want to get too deep with that.
No,
but I can tell you that
no one gets any deep into it whatsoever. They just say it's complex.
It is complex.
You know what it is? I think.
Well, you've seen the previews, right?
Is it one of those movies where, like Memento, you have to watch it multiple times?
Nope. At least, I mean, I got it. Dude. Like, right. I thought he did a very good job explaining things and how things worked. Like, and the execution of those concepts, once you are taught how those concepts work, really, really fucking sells it. Like, it was, there were a couple times where Kale and I, our jaw went to the floor. We were just like, oh my God, this is so clever. Like, he did some good work here. Like, I don't know how much you've seen of the trailer. But this movie is, and I mean, I mocked when they were like, you definitely need to see Tenet in a theater. And I was like, yeah, sure we do. But I like it, it is pretty good in the theater. It's pretty fucking good. If I'm being real, my primary complaint, and this is, if you've seen Dark Knight Rises, this is not the first time you've heard this complaint from a Chris Nolan movie. There are times where the dialogue is not easy to hear. And that can be frustrating.
It's the sound mixing.
Yeah. It is. It's the sound mixing again. But it didn't kill the movie. Like anytime an important piece of dialogue is said, you know what's going on. So like you miss a line here or there, it doesn't really hurt the movie, but it's enough that you're like, come on, man, really? This is like the third time this happened.
Maybe he's doing it on purpose.
But it's got
makes you pay attention.
But the best, let's see, no spoilers. It's got a great cast. Like I said, the story, the concepts is great. It has one of the most superb sequences I've seen in this type of science fiction. Like it was really good. The third act of this movie, I just was slack jaw the entire time. Just, I really want to see it again. I mean, for $7, I can. If I see it twice, I still haven't paid the price of a full regular ticket.
I would love to go see it again. Definitely.
No, it's I can't recommend it enough, dude. Like it is one of his definitely one of his best movies.
I have to see it on like a Sunday matinee when it's like there's no one there.
Yeah, if you can catch it, I can't recommend it enough because Tenet, whoo, that was well done, Chris Nolan. Like, oh my God. I mean, I wish I could say something, but I feel like I'm worried if I say absolutely anything that you're going in half cooked. Like, I can't.
Fair enough.
All I can say is that it deals with one of my favorite movie concepts, and I'm very picky about this movie concept. There you go. That's all I can say. And all I can say is they execute how they do their time stuff really, really, really good and very unique, and I couldn't have been more satisfied. So it's great stuff.
All right, so before we move on to the last topic of the night, because I know Sean's been itching, literally itching.
Oh, no, both of us.
Okay. I want to point out.
Both of us.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk about it now.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I mean, when are we ever not talking about that? You know, it's funny.
I'm really trying to think about what we're here to talk about, and I just can't.
What are we here to talk about? I have no idea.
Neither do I.
I remember the last time the debate was on, like, because there's the vice presidential debate's going on tonight, and
yeah, great.
Right, and during the presidential debate, I was like, I don't really want to watch it, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play Star Wars Shadows of the Empire.
Hey,
N64, so I was like, I play the shit out of that.
Big brain strat right there.
Right, exactly. So now Sean's been talking this up for like the last 2 weeks or so.
I haven't played a VR game like this. It's fucking awesome.
All right, so Sean,
tell us about Star Wars Squadrons.
Okay, you know how ever since when you watch Star Wars, you're like, I want to fly an X-Wing, but we can't make that happen with the current graphics that we have going on. Rogue Squadrons was pretty close in terms of third person, and almost got you there. And it was
Battlefront was pretty good.
Battlefront was pretty good.
Yeah, Battlefront's pretty good.
It's not bad.
And then
Battlefront are we talking about?
Two.
The new one, the one that came out like a couple years ago.
Yes.
The game is shit, but the space combat is good.
I was gonna say, remember Battlefront 2 on like the two generations ago?
Yeah, it wasn't bad either.
So then, after seeing what like kind of the success of like Battlefront 2, and I'm like, there's got to be a way. So I look up I scour the internet trying to find someplace. There's this Project Stardust, and I'm like, okay, so you sit inside of X-Wing VR. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. I mean, the graphics are... And I kind of feel like I got to puke. And, you know, Colin tried it, and he almost threw up.
Same. Remember me?
Yeah, you almost threw up. And
it's like, hey, this is really fun. I'm upside down. Sean, help.
that was terrible. So I was just like, all right, we got to give him some time. And then they announced Star Wars Squadrons back in June, and they said we have full support for VR. And I was like, no. This can't be good. I'm ordering it, but it can't be good.
I was with it as soon as they announced that there was no third person flying. I was like, I'm gonna kill everybody.
and then it comes out and like it's just they have a full campaign. I beat it in the weekend. If you're like me and you take your time on certain missions, it's a good 10 hours. 8 hour or you know seven hours if you're actually competent in gaming.
It's decent.
And then there's like the fantastic multiplayer, and there's no microtransactions. So the entire thing is like you're just earning points, but you earn it through dogfighting and through fleet battles.
Yeah. So actual skill.
And I can't tell you that. In VR, it's the best game to play in this because you're completely surrounded. Toggle!
Yeah, no, it's this is how all VR should be done from here on out. Like, the game should be developed for both VR and standard players from the get-go.
Which Motive did excellent.
Yeah, excellent. And then you get this execution, which, God, the multiplayer is fucking
fun,
man.
Go on our channel and just check out some of the clips. Because the community surrounding this is absolutely hilarious.
Oh, I know. It's like all good players that aren't dickheads.
And then, we're sitting here waiting on like the Empire side to like load up because they have to have, it's 5 versus 5. Rebels versus Empire, and you know, everyone has to load up and say they're ready before it starts, otherwise this automatic timer goes on. So it's about like a minute 45 counting down, and someone's like, oh, God, these Imperials are such imps. It's taking forever. I'm like, they're trying to mess with the settings, and then there was like an awkward pause, and all of a sudden he just goes, da 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 da, and then everyone joins in, and we're all singing the Star Wars. It was the best. It's hysterical.
Yeah, it's, and I mean, I'm not trying to talk it up because I'm good at it, but it's nice. I love being good at the game.
All right, what's your ship?
What's my ship? Standard TIE Fighter.
Standard TIE Fighter.
Yeah, I'm working towards unlocking.
Most people go towards the Interceptor. That's interesting.
Oh, I fucking hate the Interceptor, man. The fire, like the rapid fire, dies too fast. Like I need a little more beef. I'm saving up to put the Crimson Dawn logo on my fucking TIE Fighter. Too.
I know you are. As soon as I saw it, I was like, Zach's gonna put that on there, or the Sith
of
logo.
Of course I
or
am.
Or the Sith logo.
Or nah, I gotta go Crimson Dawn. And did you see one of the little hollow ornaments you can put in the cockpit? Was the
yes.
Chimera Thrawn
yes.
ship?
Yes.
I gotta get that too, man. Like
there
I,
should
man.
Be Thrawn DLC. Why is there? I was like.
I mean, we'll see.
Idea.
We'll see. It's making
just
money,
Thrawn,
so maybe they'll go
Thrawn
back into it. But...
like the Empire, like the Empire
oh, yeah.
to like invade a planet, but it's just you see that in glorious like good animation.
They should do like a multiplayer
bring the guy
campaign,
back from Clone Wars, like they did.
Yep.
What's her name?
Yeah. O'Hara. Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's now. To be fair, I need to point out I did have and still am having a serious issue with the game. It's clearly like a programming issue. Like it's definitely a bug. It's pretty serious. It did not affect VR, did not affect PS4, did not affect Xbox One. So it's exclusively standard PC gamers affected, but it's not all of us.
Campaign?
Yeah.
What level?
So Mission 9, and I looked this up. It's a big thing on the forums right now, which means it's only a matter of time before EA patches it. So I'm not trying to be a dickhead.
Is that the
Mon Cala?
The core.
So, where you fight the Mon Calamari planet, you have to go destroy like the orbiting things.
Oh yeah.
So you do the cutscene, you pick your TIE fighter, you do the cutscene where the ship goes there, and then it gets stuck on an infinite loading screen, and you have to turn off the game. Unfortunately, now it's a launch bug. So games have launch bugs. So I'm trying not to be.
But you still play multiplayer. So.
Oh, no, I love multiplayer. I'm playing that while I mull it over because, I mean, I want to finish it. I'm just trying also not to be like, oh, bleh, 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 fuck this game. You know, it happens. They'll patch it, and then I'll be able to beat it. Until then, I'll just have to be better than most people at multiplayer.
Earn those points, paint your ship how you like, and put all the little decorations inside.
Crimson Dawn!
I cracked up because, like, in the VR version, you can put the little sand crawler, and as the doors open, and there's two little Jawas in there. If you push your head over to like had a look at the Jawas, their eyes glow.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
That's a fucking cool detail. I'd love that.
The other thing, and I'm one of the only people that likes this ship, is I really enjoy the support ships.
You know what? I liked Empire's support ship.
I do.
The Reaper.
I love the fucking TIE Reaper, and my teammates always love it because I'm just flying through and I was like, oh, here, let me make you feel better.
It's great to bring during fleet battles, I'm telling you.
Oh, fleet battles. By the way, fleet battles is the fucking funnest shit. Oh my God.
Especially if you're playing with your friends and like you just start yelling at each other. It's hysterical.
I've made it so that I only, as much as I can, only say like in canon things because I'm that much of a nerd. So I'll be like, make sure you watch out when you attack from the left. Those guns are still active. And I'll say shit like, oh, he's on me. I can't shake him. You know, Once the game starts, once in the menu, I'm talking normal, like, okay, I'll do this loadout, do this. As soon as the game starts, it's full cinematic.
I'll have to have you try it in VR. It's not as bad as that other
I still think
VR.
It's going to make me sick, but I'm going to try.
No, it doesn't, I mean, I have good VR legs, and I was fine with it.
Yeah, but you're good with this stuff more than Colin or I am.
Oh, true.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure. Like Zach might be able to handle it, but I'm sure if I played it, I'd be throwing up within 5 minutes.
I've seen Sean's stream, and it does look very cool in VR, especially being able to look around with the open cockpits. That's helpful.
I was gonna do the Empire, and then I started to realize, like, wow, in the A-wing you can see fucking everything.
Yeah, that open cockpit is pretty solid.
I'm just like, okay, he's over there. Let me just pull up.
Yeah, see, now he's really into movie because he's VR, so it'll be like, oh, he's on you, and Sean's literally like, I can't do that. Like, if I'm in my TIE fighter, I turn around and look at a wall.
Right. He's on you. I have like a collection.
Yeah, he's just like, he's like, heads up, he's behind you. Let me check my scanner because I can't look out the back.
I have a scanner?
Yeah, really.
I wish I had a rearview mirror. That's my only complaint, so I can see.
Oh, I know. I like it, though. It's realism. So, like, you, like, TIE fighters are very powerful, but you have to keep your target in front of you because as soon as you lose them, you're fucked.
Yeah, because you only see this.
Yeah, you're just like, well, time to take my suppository.
Except the Reaper. At least the Reaper, you have like this.
Yeah,
nice.
The Reaper's got a little bit more freeform, like, and I like that too. And I also, God, I love that it's got like the ion thing, so I can like knock a ship out and watch it drift into something and die. I love that. I'll just let him sit. I'll be like, no, don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. Let him die. Pure Empire. And you just see him drifting, and you know he's in there like, no.
One last thing. When someone shoots a missile at you and you have, but it has to be close range. If they're like right beside you, if they shoot a missile and you have, I had this put in my A-wing, it takes it and it returns it to sender.
Oh yeah, is it the interceptor? One of mine has that too.
I did that on the multiplayer, and one of my teammates was like, I saw that one. Nice. I was like, yeah. Fuck
nice.
Here you go.
My favorite was this guy kept getting locked on missiles on my team, and I just kept flying in at him and shooting the missiles before they could hit him. And instead of getting a compliment, he's like, dude, are you insane? Do you do cocaine? I was like, don't worry, I got it. It's like, no missiles hit my friends. I don't even use missiles. I'm an ass. I'll fucking follow them.
Apparently, pro tip: if you like double tap like targeting, it'll target the person in the back for your other guys to see it.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, no, it's. I've been reading the tutorial stuff as much as I can to try, because it is a lot to take in, especially being a cockpit view only ship. But once you got it down, like, you can't stop playing. It's fun.
All right. Well, that's enough nerding about it, because I could go for another 2 hours. And yes. Colin, you can wake back up now.
Here's the thing. I've been awake the whole time. And my thing is like, I'm listening to all this. I'm just like, oh, I wish I could play VR. I wish I didn't throw up every time. I wish I didn't have such a weak equilibrium. That sucks.
Have you tried taking motion sickness pills before you do it?
Normally I would just like, cause I only really do that for when I'm on planes. Like I'll take a Dramamine. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I could try it.
Yeah. It sounds stupid, but we could get you some Bonine and see if you can try it then. Like, it might work.
That's fucking badass. I take a pill for VR.
I mean,
I think it's badass.
Yeah.
Best case, if you feel sick, you won't throw up, because that's the other thing Bonine does, is it stops the puke even if you feel like shit. So
nice. Well, worst case scenario, if I don't get a chance to play that again, I can just keep playing Shadows of the Empire, because
you can't improve on perfection.
Honestly, right. Play 2D, it's fine.
Yeah, 2D's fun.
Yeah, I wish it would just make a remastered version of Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dash Rendering. Check me on Twitter.
Right.
I mean, and if you're going to remaster it, get an actor and do a face scan, and actually, those cut scenes that are just text dialogue, actually have someone in there talking, and let's get this going. Like,
I think the only thing like that, like, for instance, like, if you wanted to, I don't know, he might do it because he's a voice actor. Like, get Hamill to play Luke.
Yeah.
And get Harrison to play. I mean, Harrison might be.
You get Harrison.
Oh, by the way, Squadrons. I did update my Steam profile picture. I'm gonna. Let me chat that to you real quick. No, I'll do a Facebook chat, but I'll send it to you. But anyway,
okay.
It's Dash. I'll send it to you later. But it's Dash Rendar, and just words loading.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, and it's funny because I was playing, because the other day I bought a new N64 controller, By the way, I don't know if you guys have ever. There's a new, like, I went to Cartridges Galore, which is our local used game store in Frederick.
Yeah.
That is so I bought a third party controller from them. And I was just like, oh, it's third party. You know, I'll get a couple months use out of it and then something will break and I'll have to get a new one, right?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. So I've been playing with this controller and it is amazing. Like, it is like legit. It's better than the actual N64 controller. Like, because the upside is, you know how, like, the stick got worn out after playing it for, a year?
Oh, yeah.
Especially Mario 64, just, like, right. You know.
Just exactly. Around. So, what the third-party company did was they just took out the old stick and put in the GameCube thumb knob.
Oh!
So that's it's a like really so, good idea. Right, it's so much easier.
It's a really good idea.
For the person, right? For the person with three hands that just needs a better joystick.
I mean, I'll admit, there is, like, trying to pull off the fucking cheat code in Shadows is trying to turn the debug mode on. It's, oh my god, it's a nightmare.
Chin or nose? Are you chin or nose?
Oh, you know what? I haven't even tried that yet.
Well, yeah, you hold all the buttons down, and you only have one, you know, you just gotta use your chin. Bleep. And yeah, you got the cheat codes.
Wampa Snappa. Yeah, Wampa Snappa. Oh, shit. Yeah, I know, because I was playing it the other day, and I was like, I got stuck on that one, what was it, in Zizor's Palace?
God.
The boss at the end. Oh, fuck that boss.
Oh, is that the trash monster like thing?
No, the robot that has, like, eight different stages. Like,
oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's... I honestly forgot how fucking insane that was. Like, I'm lobbing eight disruptors at it, and it's still not going down. I'm like, fucking die!
I was shit at the land speeder part. I was shit at that. I kept crashing into everything.
I was garbage at the train level.
I was actually good at the train level.
Yeah, the train level was pretty good.
I was so bad at it.
I understand, like, when you jump and you're like... It takes a second, and then these train tracks are moving, and you're just like...
Yep.
That's one of the reasons why, now is probably the best time, if they were going to do a remaster, to do it now, given the fact that we've made so many updates in technology. Why won't they do it?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Like, we're finally getting good Star Wars games that aren't Battlefront, so... Could see some good stuff here coming up, hopefully.
Fingers
crossed.
Throw on
DLC. Yeah. Hashtag throw on DLC.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God, yes.
Well, that was all I had, guys, unless you got something else you want to talk about.
Nah, I think covered everything here.
Well, good news. You've wasted a perfectly good hour of your life on Boldly Going Nowhere.
Woo! Dogs.
Yep. Zach, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
Best place is always the Castwave blog because I'm the only one that uses it. And I did just this week actually published a blog. It's definitely going to cause some arguments with the Marvel nerds, but it's basically an argument that Disney should never make Secret Wars.
Oh, that's going to light some fires. Oh, didn't fight in words.
I made perfectly reasonable arguments. If you read the blog, you can decide yourself.
I'm going to read the blog now. Trust me. Because I want some comedy in my life. And
no, it's brutal honesty,
and that's usually
very,
what yours delivers.
Very reasonable.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to read that.
Yes. So, yeah, always on the blog.
Nice. Colin.
Yes.
Where can we find you on the Worldwide Wenderoobs?
You can find me at the Castwave Studios Twitter, which is twitter.com/CastwaveStudios. Normally I am tweeting about any random bullshit or promoting one of our various endeavors. Sean, where can we find you?
You can find me at -Rendari on Twitter, speaking of Shadows of the Empire. And also, find me on twitch.tv/castwave_studios. I stream every single Tuesday at 9:30 on the dot. And mainly it's VR gaming. And sometimes I'll stream on Fridays, depending on what game's out. In this case, loads of Squadrons and Beat Saber. So, yeah.
Safe bet.
Safe bet. Safe bet. Maybe one of these days I'll play Among Us, but I need to get a group of people to play. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. Squadrons is better.
Squadrons is like, yeah.
Sorry.
Way more engaging.
Sorry, Internet.
Squadrons on Xbox One?
Yes.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
I'm pretty sure it's cross-platform, so I'm pretty sure you can play with us.
You can play it on your fridge.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. We will have to experiment with this, because if we can all stream that together, we should.
Well, yeah, we'll have to, like, you know, friend each other on, EA? Origin?
Oh, that's right. That must be how they do it. Well, we'll mess with it. We'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll give it a shot.
All right. So I will make it the most effort to get that downloaded when I get paid on Friday.
Which the one thing Sean forgot to mention, the best thing about this game, $40. They didn't even charge full price.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a great job.
One of the biggest reasons I got it.
Mm-hmm. Damn straight.
All right.
Nice. All right. Well, until next time, for Zach Patterson and Sean Holmes, I'm Colin Kakamas, and you've been boldly going nowhere. Sean, if you'd be so kind, hit me with the outro.
Absolutely. I can find it here. Maybe give me a second.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.